Okay. So, good morning. I'd like to call the November 16th, 2022 Planning Commission meeting to order. Flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think I dropped your papers and stepped on them for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so roll call, please.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Commissioner Fowl.
Present.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Lindler.
Here.
Commissioner Hart is going to be late today.
Okay. So, approval of the minutes.
Move to approve as submitted.
I didn't see minutes.
Through the chair, I didn't finish them.
No, but we got to finalize for the previous one, which hadn't been in the one prior.
No, really.
Oh, I thought we were, the way I understood it, we were 1 month behind.
No, October. I didn't finish October last month.
Okay, that's what it was.
We're not done yet. I finished them yesterday, so you'll get.
Okay.
Yep. So the minutes from the October 19th.
Should be suspended.
Yeah, so the minutes from the October 19th meeting will be presented and approved at the December meeting, which will be December.
21st,
holiday meeting. Okay. Oh, so, excuse me. So unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Conflicts of interest declarations. Do we have any? So I do. I need to recuse myself from the Kidder Creek Orchard Camp Zone change again. And then Jeff will be taking over to administer that part of the meeting. Presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the Commission should be given to the clerk of the Commission for distribution to the Commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the Commission at the speaking table, which is right up there, and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and your address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. Number 7, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Yreka, at the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All project documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street in Yreka and are available for public review. Item 8 is the public hearing protocol. I won't go over that, but it is in the agenda for the audience to reference. Item 9, right of appeal statement. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review of the project or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. So, are there any changes to the agenda items or considerations of continuance?
Through Mr. Fowl? Chair, I would request that we move agenda item 2 that Timber Hitch Mine SP 2201 from being item 2 to being item 1, as Commissioner Hart would have stepped aside on that project and allow him adequate time to make it here for the rest of the agenda, as well as formally move to continue the Port Posse use permit UP 2206 to the next date be determined by staff.
Date uncertain. Yes.
Date uncertain, to be determined by staff.
Which item?
Swapping 2 and 1 and continuing Port Posse to date uncertain as determined by staff.
Because
it's not ready.
Do we need a motion?
I made one.
An informal motion.
Yes. An informal motion. Okay, do we need a second on that then, please?
Yes.
So moved.
So moved. Okay. All those in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we will do that. So the first item under new business will be agenda item number 2, the Timber Hitch Mine SP 22-01 and use permit UP 79-31. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Commission. Haley Lang, Planning Director. So at the June Planning Commission meeting, the Siskiyou County Planning Commission formally found that Butte Creek Minerals, the operator of Timber Hitch Mine, is not financially capable of completing reclamation and has refused to provide a financial assurance in the amount deemed adequate by the lead agency. Staff was then directed to take appropriate actions to cause forfeiture of financial assurances. So in accordance with the Siskiyou County Code and the Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, the operator was then given 60 days to commence reclamation in a letter dated June 28th, 2022. Mr. Cliff McMillan, who represented that he could act on behalf of BCM, notified the county that he intended to reclaim the site, and he had already removed some scrap metal, but then on September 2nd, 2022, he sent an email to the county indicating that the only partner of BCM had passed away, which was Mr. Cliff McMillan Sr., so he would not be able to establish authority to act on behalf of BCM and therefore would not be pursuing mine reclamation. Despite correspondence and noticing, the county has received no responses from Patsy McMillan, the lone survivor of BCM. And so due to BCM not having financial capability to reclaim the mine site nor providing the county the necessary documents to move forward with reclamation, the county is now required by law to reclaim the mine site in order to fulfill SMAR requirements. So given that situation, we've decided to go through the process or begin the process to revoke the use permit 79-31 prior to the county moving forward to reclaim the site.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from the commission or staff?
No, it's
not at this time.
Okay. So with that, I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Are there any project proponents here that would like to speak to this issue? Any online, Ms. Rachel?
None online.
Okay. Any project opponents that would like to speak? Any online, I don't see. Okay. So with that, I will officially close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners. Commissioner Fowle?
So for clarification, Haley, we passed this.
Mm-hmm.
The use permit is dead and buried. The reclamation is the only thing that will be surviving, and it will remain alive so that the county can reclaim what is left of the operation at the county's expense and county does or does not have ability to seek restitution or compensation for the county's efforts? Yes, no, maybe?
I can address that. The mineral deed is under the name of Corporation, Butte Creek Mineral Corporation. It dissolved, declared it as no assets. Under the state's corporations code, it states that any assets that have been distributed to shareholders, potentially those assets can be recovered against. I believe we only know or identify Patsy McMillan as the only shareholder. Therefore, if the county does incur costs, then we would have to probably file a lawsuit to see if she does have any assets distributed to her from the Deep Creek Minerals Corporation, and then proceed to try to collect against those. It may be possible that she should be considered the owner of the mineral deed and possibly get a judgment that would allow her reporting any judgment against the mineral deed, such that it was sold or taken later, possibly we would get a recovery out of it. But it's a fairly long and esoteric process, that's for sure. We don't have a sitting duck like we normally do with a normal property owner who owns the whole property. And we can just name the property or go after them directly. It's convoluted with a dissolved corporation all of one shareholder.
So the only asset other than the mineral claim is the personal property, correct?
Yep. Yeah,
yes, and I think, if I understand, staff's been trying to clarify ownership of that equipment. I'm not sure. I personally am not aware, perhaps staff can speak
under
to
me,
if the whatever equipment's left there, which sounds fairly non-working, is owned by Ms. McMillan or not. If it's not, it's owned by others, or was owned by others. It's not a source to collect against.
And then do we have a time frame of when the reclamation would start and or a cost estimate of what the county is going to incur to do the reclamation?
I believe Bernadette is online and she can answer that. Bernadette?
She's muted, so.
Bernadette, can you hear me? This is Routine Community Development Director. And unmute yourself. I had a question regarding the potential start date for reclamation and also an estimate of cost to do so. Through the chair, I can generally answer that question.
Okay.
So it's basically weather dependent. Once we have the use permit put to bed, so to speak, we can proceed the reclamations. The dirt work especially, right? So that's all weather dependent. Maybe having this spring, potentially this winter, but not likely. We still have to resolve the issue as far as the iron, so to speak, that's on the ground and ownership and how to deal with that. Cost for the dirt work, have an estimate from Public Works to be around $80,000. And then, depending on scrap metal prices, the last bid we had is over a year old, but it was at a deficit of about $40,000 to have removed.
Okay. So
it's a negative value?
Yes. That was a year ago. I think that's substantially changed in the last 6 months.
To the positive or the negative?
Positive. Somewhat. I wish I had scrap metal right now. My aluminum became.
Well, that might be a benefit. I just hate to see this county incur that. And then the landowner where this mineral right, he's absolved of any fees incurred on his property to do the reclamation, right? He.
Correct. The landowner is completely independent of the reclamation.
But I just want to double check that. Would you have any questions?
If we approve this, that doesn't relieve the liability if a lawsuit is filed, is that correct? We still have that option?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back. You answered my question, then we jumped in with some other things. So county goes in and does its work. Whose decision is it whether or not to head down the path of being compensated in some form or another? Is it Board of Supervisors? Is it staff? Does it take direction from us and go through a process? I voiced this back the first time they were in violation back in 2001 or 1999 when I first got on here. Don't like the idea of a mineral right being held separately from the land ownership. And
but that's the way it is.
It's the way it is. But I would think that the land owner would probably be in favor of consolidating this if possible, so that there is not potential risk in the future of this deed being sold to another entity. So I don't know that this was not a good situation from the beginning. It was destined for disaster the way it was set up. And so I would strongly go ahead and answer that question, because my strong encouragement is to go after compensation.
Through the chair. I'm sorry. We seem to be having some internet issues, and right now the Zoom meeting on our end is not active.
Okay.
It just closed. So okay. If you can take a quick break, and I'll see if I can't get it.
Try to reestablish.
I don't know.
Okay.